Blog Talk Radio.
If you're deep in the ocean or high on the mountain, Lord, my worship will chase you. My one desire is to never be draw me close enough to touch you. I want to touch you. Oh, if you're deep in the ocean, high on the mountain, Lord, my worship will chase you. My one desire is to never be too far away. Draw me closer to touch you.
Hello, welcome to Real Talk, today's show. And I'm your host, Glenda Fields, here on God's Anointed Ministry Radio. Today on our show, I am joined by Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Timely Kingdom Objectives, and God's Anointed Ministry. On today's show, we will be discussing the Word of God through a biblical teaching Pastor Fields is doing called The Living Bread. The Living Bread. And now on with today's show, we will give Pastor Fields the opportunity to greet the radio listening audience and move forward into his teaching segment. Pastor Fields, the floor is now yours.
Thank you, and good morning to each of you. We greet you with the joy of our Lord this morning, and we're certainly, after several weeks of having some issues, praise God, with the network, we are back on air today, and we thank God. We continue to pray that God will just give us favor as we continue to share the Word of God on this platform. Let's get to the business at hand. We certainly thank God for you joining us today on the show, and we're thankful for the Word that God has before us on today. If you have your Bibles, we're going to go to the Word of God in the book of John, St. John, the Gospels. The sixth chapter, John, the sixth chapter, and we want to read, focusing on verses 22 to 35. Praise God. John 6, 22. And I'm reading, normally the King James is our weapon of choice, but we want to, today, we're going to deal with the Living Bible, the Living Bible version of the Bible. Praise God. Speaking today from the topic, the living bread. Praise God, the living bread. John 26, 22 says, the next morning back across the lake, crowds began gathering on the shore, waiting to see Jesus. The crowds were gathering. They were waiting to see Jesus, for they knew that he and his disciples had come over together, and that the disciples had gone off in their boat, leaving him behind. They knew that the disciples had gone off in the boat, but they knew that they had left Jesus behind. Therefore, several boats from Tiberias landed near the place where the Lord had blessed the bread and the people had eaten. Talking about the miracle of the 5,000, praise God, the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. So they went back to the place where the Lord had blessed the bread and the people had eaten. Verse 24, when the crowd saw that Jesus wasn't there, to their surprise, they discovered that Jesus wasn't there, nor his disciples. They had got into the boat and went across to Capernaum to look for him. Then they got into the boat and they decided to to go across the lake also to Capernaum to look for Christ. Verse 25, when they arrived and found him, they asked, "Teacher, how did you get here?" They said, "Lord, how did you get here?" 26, Jesus replied, "The truth is, you want to be with me because I fed you, not because you saw the miraculous sign." He says, the reason why you're seeking me is not because you saw the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. He says, simply because I fed you. Praise God. 27, but you shouldn't be so concerned about perishable things like food. Spend your time, rather, and your energy seeking the eternal life that I, the Son of Man, can give you. For God the Father has sent me for that very purpose. God has sent me for that very purpose. It was then that they replied, verse 28, "What does God want us to do?" Jesus told them, "This is what God wants you to do. Believe," hallelujah, "believe in the one he has sent." Believe in the one he has sent. Verse 30, they replied, "You must show us a miraculous sign if you want us to believe in you. What will you do for us?" 31, "After all, our ancestors ate manna while they journeyed through the wilderness." Our ancestors, they said, they ate manna while they journeyed through the wilderness. As the scriptures say, Moses gave them bread from heaven to eat. They're quoting scripture now to our Lord. He's saying, as the scriptures record, Moses gave our ancestors bread from heaven to eat. He gave them manna, angels' food, bread from heaven. He gave them heavenly food to eat. Jesus, verse 32, said, "I assure you, Moses didn't give them bread from heaven. My Father did. And now he offers you the true bread from heaven. The true bread of heaven, of God, rather, is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." 34, they said, "Sir, give us that bread every day of our lives." 35, Jesus replied, "I am the bread of life. No man who comes to me will ever be hungry again. Those who believe in me will never thirst again." May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and indeed doers of his word. The living bread. Jesus in John 6 here, the sixth chapter of John, Jesus criticizes the people who followed him only for the physical and the temporal benefits and not for the satisfying of their spiritual hunger. Many people use religion to gain prestige, comfort, or even political votes, but those are just self-centered motives. Those are just self-centered motives, praise God. But those true believers follow Jesus. The true believers follow Jesus simply because they know he has the truth and his way is the way for us to live. Praise God. It is important for us, saints of God, to understand that we must not misunderstand. When God sent the manna, the bread from heaven, Jesus basically was informing them. He says, you're focusing on something that at the end of the day and when all has been said and done really won't benefit you much. We eat food on a daily basis, but then the next day we have to eat again. He says, I've got something for you that when you eat it, it's going to feed you every day of your life, and you'll never, ever again be hungry. You'll never, ever again lack that will sustain you. He went on to let them to know what the true bread was. Praise God. Many sincere seekers of God are puzzled about what he wants them to do, the sincere seekers. Others, you know, the ones who idly seek God, they don't really care anyway. They're not so concerned. But the sincere seekers, those who truly want to know God, those who truly want to hear a word from him, those who truly want to understand the true essence of what God's will and desire is for our lives as it pertains to us here on earth. They're seeking God. They're puzzled about what he truly wants them to do. The religions of this world are mankind's. The religions, all of the collective religions of the world are mankind's attempts to answer this question. But Jesus, his reply is brief and simple. He says, we must believe. That's the real solution to the problem. We must believe on him whom God has sent. If you believe in the one whom God has sent, the vessel, the one that God has sent, he said, that's the answer to understanding what it is that God wants you to do in life. Just simply believe in the one to whom he has sent. The Bible says that God sent his son. And he says, hear ye him, the one in whom he is well pleased. He says, I'm well pleased in him. Listen to him. Jesus, who is the representation of God. He was God in essence because the Bible says that God was in Christ, reconciling the world back unto himself. So Jesus said it many, many times, and oftentimes the people in his day, when he walked on the earth, they didn't believe the report of the Lord. And today many don't believe that report, that he is who he said he was. He's Emmanuel, that is God with us, God who came down, took on human flesh, and he tabernacled among us. God came to us, beloved, because we couldn't get to him, and so he found a way to come down in order that he may tabernacle with us. He took on human flesh, and he found himself fashioned as a man, and in the form of Christ, Jesus, he came. And because Jesus, who the Bible says, found himself in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself before God. He humbled himself unto death, even the death of the cross, because he wanted to fulfill the will of the Father. Glory to God. And so God sent his son, in whom he was well pleased. He says, essentially, listen to him. So Jesus said, if you want truly to do God's will, listen to the one to whom he has sent. In other words, pay attention to me. But Jesus' reply, of course, is only to those who truly understand and will humble themselves to believe. It's simple, he says, we must believe. Satisfying God does not come from work that we do, but rather from whom we believe. It does not come from what we do, but rather from whom we believe. The first step is accepting that Jesus is who he claims to be. All spiritual development is built on this affirmation. Declare to Jesus that you are the Messiah, that you are the Son of the living God, that you are the gift that keeps on giving. You are the bread that sustains us. You are the bread of life. You are the living bread. It is coming to the realization and understanding that he is indeed the Son of God. Jesus said, I am the bread. If you just accept me, if you understand the words that are coming from my mouth, praise God, the words that I have spoken unto you, receive them and do them, and he says, you'll never lack anything again, because he said, I am the gift that keeps on giving. And if we truly want to embark on a life that is satisfying unto God, then we must embark on a life of believing the one to whom the Father has sent. That is, pay attention to his son. People eat bread to satisfy physical hunger and to sustain physical life, but we can also satisfy our spiritual hunger and sustain spiritual life, but only by right relationship with of Jesus Christ. I said only a right relationship with Jesus Christ. No wonder he called himself the bread of life. That is that we must embrace him, we must believe him, we must accept him fully, 100%. That is, we cannot accept him partially, we cannot accept him halfway, but we've got to go all the way with Jesus. We got to know just as physical bread sustains us physically, that means we must eat regularly in order to sustain life. So it is spiritually, we must also, in order to continue to be sustained in our spiritual life, we must regularly take the bread of life. Bread must be eaten to sustain life, and Christ must be invited into our daily walk in order to sustain our spiritual life. He says, no more can you be persevere and continue to live as, he says, the branch without the vine. He says, I'm the true vine, and you are the branches. And the branch cannot survive unless it stays connected to the vine. The vine is where the branch draws its sustenance. The branch, the vine is where the branch draws its life-sustaining power. And we draw our life-sustaining power from Jesus and Jesus alone. It makes a complete difference that we stay connected to and we stay tapped into the living bread, the bread of life, the bread that continues to sustain us, the gift that keeps on giving day after day after day. We must continue to stay connected to him. Jesus, in talking to these Jews, and he's speaking unto believers today, those who want to truly understand, what must I do that I may continue to be sustained in this world, and not only in this world, but as in on into eternity, we've got to stay connected with Christ. He is the life source, and there is no life without him. Declares of himself, and the scriptures back him up, that he is the living bread, the bread of heaven, the bread that came out from God, that God set to sustain us, just as he sustained the Jews with the manna, the bread that came from heaven. Jesus is the bread today, that if you'll tap into him, if you'll just try him, as the old saying goes, try him, you'll like it. he says, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. And he will continue to sustain your very soul. Not only in the times in which we are living in the earthly world today, but he'll go on beyond into eternity to keep on keeping us. God bless. God keep is our sincerest prayer. Continue to hold on to that living bread, which is Christ Jesus, our hope of glory. Praise God.
Thank you, Pastor Phil, for that inspirational word here in the studio. And we are now down to our commercial break here on Gospel Anointed Ministries Radio.
It's always time to pray. Prayer for our families, kids, and nation. Join Pastor Rufus and Glenda Fields of Timely Kingdom Objective each Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to pray. The call-in number is 1-605-475-4700, access code 126-580-#. Do you need marital counseling to deal with your marital issues? Do you want resources to help enhance your marriage? Log on to www.godsanointedministries.com to get in touch with Glenda and Rufus Fields. You can also check out their latest book on marriage called Diary of a Man, Heart of a Woman, as a self-help tool. Check out God's Anointed Ministries today.
Global Harvest Kingdom Church.
a global outreach church fulfilling the mandate of God to equip, empower, edify, encourage, and educate the people of God in this season. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, join us every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a church on the move for God.
And welcome back to Real Talk here on Gospel Anointed Ministries Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Fields, and I am joined in the studio with Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Time to Kingdom Objectives, and Gospel Anointed Ministries. And we are now down to the last 9 minutes of the segment. We're going to give Pastor Fields an opportunity to pray for whatever concerns or issues he would like to pray for the radio listening audience, or basically what God lays upon his heart to cover in prayer on today. And we thank those that are listening in through the chat session. They just had comments just encouraging the man of God. We thank the men and the women of God that are in the chat session on today. And Pastor Fields, we will give you that opportunity, but we're going to do a last announcement, and then we'll let you close out in prayer. Let us know how you're enjoying the Real Talk segment. You can check Pastor Fields out on www.godsanointedministries.com, as well as www.ghkc1.org, and encourage the man of God, verify information over the website, look at the various ministries that he's heading up and that God is leading him to do, as well as in this time and season, you can email him at gam@godsanointedministries.com and give him feedback and encouraging words as to how you are enjoying the Real Talk segment here on Blog Talk Radio, God's Anointed Ministries Radio hosting sessions. And in this time and in this season, you can avail yourself to assisting the man of God in ministry for carrying the word of God to the nations globally. Yes, to the nations through your monetary donations. And you can do that via his website. Once again, they are www.godsanointedministries.com and www.ghkc1.org. As well as in this time, in this season, partner with us in ministry to carry the word abroad, internationally, into various nations, Africa, China, Canada, the UK, the Middle East. Partner with us in ministry, and you can do that partnering also via those two websites I gave, and I'll repeat them again, as well as assist the man of God with radio and television segments. Yes, radio and television as well. We admonish you in this time of this season to be obedient to the word of God and to partner in ministry. Those websites once more are www.godsanointedministries.com and www.ghkc1.org. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the Real Talk segment. Once again, I'm Glenda Fields, your host, here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio, and we will give Pastor Fields the final time of this radio segment.
Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, today we so thank you, God, for giving us this time. We take none of these things for granted, God. We know it all comes through you and from you, God. Life emanates from you. Father, there is no us without you. You are indeed that gift, Father, that keeps on giving to us day after precious day. It's in you we live. It's in you we move. It's in you we have our being, God. Thank you for being our life source. Thank you for being our strength. Thank you for being our shield. Thank you for being a strong tower, a mighty fortress. Thank you for being a heart fixer and a mind regulator. Today, God, I'm lifting up men and women of God, Father, those who are connected to you around the country and around the world, that you may continue to keep us, God, as we continue to stay grounded, God, in your word. Stay connected to your Son, who is the word, and call us, God, to continue to stand in heaven, not all to stand. Standing therefore, keeping our minds, our eyes on the prize, continuing, God, to hear the voice of your Son, to listen, God, to walk in obedience thereof, to know, Father, that as we continue to do your will, God, that you'll be pleased with our efforts. Let the words of our mouth, let the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our God and our Redeemer, I pray for each of your children today, God, those who are saved, those who are being saved, and those who will be saved. May your word continue to go forth unto all of the nations, God, with power, with authority, God, and conviction. And Father, may it never ever come back to you void, but Father, may it continue to do your word and will, God, until the kingdoms of this world become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ. Father, we thank you and we magnify and glorify you even now. In the precious name of Jesus, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Amen. And thank God. God bless you is our sincerest prayer on today. Praise God.
Yeah.